With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a momentous day at the Supreme Court where Donald Trump is claiming absolute immunity from prosecution as president. Trump attorney D. John Sauer says the indictment against his client related to his 2020 election loss is a case of prosecutorial overreach.
You have an indictment in this case that goes right to the heartland of the president's powers, that alleges a whole series of official acts and tries to tie them together by saying, well, there's a private aim or a private purpose in that case.
Michael Dreeben, a Justice Department attorney arguing against Donald Trump, says no president is guaranteed immunity against criminal prosecution.
The existing system is a carefully balanced framework. It protects the president, but not at the high constitutional cost of blanket criminal immunity. That has been the understanding of every president from the framing through Watergate and up to today. This court should preserve it.
No word on when a decision might be handed down. The nation's economy slowed in the first quarter of this year, correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
In the final 3 months of last year, the gross domestic product was 3.4%. The Commerce Department reports that number, which is the economy's total output of goods and services, sank to 1.6% in the first quarter of this year. And Gus Fauché, who's the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group, says that's okay.
1.6% is close to the economy's long-run potential. It means that the economy is expanding at a solid pace, but not at that very rapid pace we saw in the second half of 2023.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Wall Street did not like what it heard, with the Dow down at one point over 700 points. It closed the day down 375 points, with the Nasdaq dropping 101. This is SRN News. Transgender activists threatened a British doctor. SRN's Michael Harrington has the story.
Hilary Cass is the lead author of a new study that concludes there is no evidence that allowing children to undergo sex change operations improves their mental health. Transgender organizations have condemned her, and Dr. Cass tells the Times of London that she's getting numerous death threats via social media. The police have advised the 66-year-old physician not to take the bus or the subway for fear she might be attacked. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
States are preparing to file lawsuits against new Biden administration rules that would promote transgenderism in public schools. The recently issued rules would violate the number of state laws barring males from using female restrooms in schools, amongst other things. Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scarametti says, quote, "We are prepared to fight any unlawful regulations that redefine what sex really means," unquote. This is SRN News. A new rule in California aims to limit health care price increases to just 3% each year.
The Health Care Affordability Board has approved a rule that sets a statewide cost growth target of 3% each year. The Office of Health Care Affordability would gather data to monitor compliance. Doctors, hospitals, and insurance companies that don't comply could face fines. The healthcare industry has supported a cost target, but they say 3% is too low and will nearly be impossible to comply with. John Scott reports.
The two NASA astronauts assigned to Boeing's first human space flight have arrived in Florida for their May launch. Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams flew from Houston to Kennedy Space Center on Thursday. They'll serve as test pilots for Boeing's Starliner. The capsule is finally making its debut with crew after years of delay. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.